Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Utilay Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Thanks for joining us again on His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to make our lives full of purpose, even under unfortunate circumstances such as disabilities. I'm Lynn Suzak, your host, and I have invited my friend today, my friend and co-worker, Sherry Cadez, to join us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on the show. And Sherry is here today with us. She's been my friend for about 12 years now?
12 years.
And now she's my company client care liaison who visits homes and introduces our company to new clients. But Sherry, today we're going to talk about more than just our company. Eventually we'll talk next time about what you do.
Okay.
And today I want to share with our audience about how you were healed of cancer years ago, your miracle healing, and the birth of twins afterwards played a big part in your faith. And through this experience, you became the woman of faith you are today, which is what I love.
Praise God.
And let's start with, when did you find out that you had cancer?
Well, Lynn, I was about 20 years old, and I was working for the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. I was a sheriff there, and I worked in the jail. And through testing, being hired for them, they had found a mass in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I had ended up going to the doctor, and basically the results were that they told me that it was severe and that I had 2 years to live.
Wow.
And it was kind of devastating. And I had been saved when I was 9 years old, but I had never really learned to walk with God until this situation came about.
Right.
And it was just amazing what He did for me through this.
Right.
First thing that He did is he really inspired me with a worker from Wayne County. She worked in the human resources department, and she was a Christian, and she had me in constant prayer and had really ministered to me. And so through my cancer and her working with the Lord, I ended up becoming saved. God had really given me this peace that surpasses all understanding. I wish I could explain it, but it is like that peace that you know that you know that you know that you know that God is with you and working in your life. And He gave me that peace when there were doctors telling me that I was not going to be here in 2 years. I just knew different. And so through that experience, I just started walking with God. I knew that I wanted Him in my life. And
kind of rededicated yourself.
Yes, I did. I rededicated myself. But not only then did I rededicate myself, but I actually started making steps to change who I was to walk as a Christian. You know how it's, mm-hmm. you die to yourself?
Right.
Well, at that point, I died to myself. And
right.
really,
it's a turning point.
Turning point. I had no choice. I had to put all my faith in God.
Right.
And I definitely did. And so through that, they told me that I had 2 years to live. Through that whole experience, I met my husband through the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. And he was someone that believed in me. Even though he knew I was sick, he chose to love me and marry me, knowing that
wow.
I could possibly not be here and I would never be able to have children, because that's what I was told. And the amazing thing is at that 2 year mark, not only was I still here, but the Lord chose to bless me with twins that are miracles, praise God.
Yes,
and,
they are.
And written up in medical journals.
That's
because
right.
I had just one centimeter of one ovary that functioned one time, and I had twins. So it is written up in medical journals.
When He does something, God just blows you away.
Does it all the way.
Make sure that people know that it's Him doing it.
Yes.
Know?
Yes, and actually the funny thing was is when Ron and I got married, I wasn't supposed to be able to have children. I mean, I was definitely told more than one time that this would not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastors of our church prayed over us, and they prayed for our children. And it was just funny because it was just from the Lord. It just came out from the Lord. I mean, they all knew that I wasn't able to have children, but in the prayer, it just came out so naturally. And
how did they pray?
they just prayed, like they laid hands on us and just prayed over us and, you know, prayed over our life and that we, you know, we would always walk with God and that, you know, our children would be blessed and, you know, grow up in Christ. And then afterwards I had someone come up to me and say, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I forgot that you couldn't have children. And I said, you know what? No, you prayed from your heart. You prayed from what God had given you. Yes. And that's completely okay. And it was definitely a surprise because it was pretty much 2 years to the day that they said that I would not be around anymore. That I ended up, you know, I actually thought that I was sick again and this was going to be the end and I ended up being pregnant.
Oh.
And so it was a major blessing for myself and my husband. I mean, it was a miracle.
Wow.
So, and I'm just blessed.
I love
done miracles.
To hear, thank you. I love to hear all of those testimonies because, as you know, we're waiting on my healing and we,
we are.
I just love to hear, you know, God does every miracle in a different way. It's never the same way twice. And he has us where we're at for a reason. And until that day comes, you know, he's been doing so much in my life that, you know, I wouldn't be what I am today without what I've gone through. So,
yeah, and I can attest to that. I wouldn't be either. I wouldn't take back anything. Because through the experiences that I've been through, it's made me who I am today, and I'm able to put my trust in him, you know.
Now, at what point did you go from, I mean, I think you went through chemotherapy.
And radiation.
Yeah.
Yes, I went through radiation for 3 months.
And you were pretty.
5 days a week.
Pretty weak and very. Unable to help yourself through those times.
Very.
So even though you had faith that you were going to be healed, it didn't happen right away.
No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, it was a good solid year from the time that I was diagnosed, to the time that I could even begin to start to do things again. I mean, I was pretty much bedridden. I had chemotherapy, radiation 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
For 3 months straight.
So you were basically disabled.
I was very, yes, I could not, my body couldn't do anything. I could not take a plate and pick it up from the counter and put it over my head into a cupboard. I was extremely sick. Chemotherapy and radiation, basically what it does is it kills everything, to get rid of the disease that's in your body. But it hurts everything else as it's killing the bad stuff. It kills the good stuff too. And then even after that, it took me years, probably 4 to 6 years to be able to fight off colds, flus. When I would get them, they would be pretty bad. But through prayer and perseverance in Christ, I've been able to come a long way. I wasn't able to work full-time for a while, you know, but I've always been able to push through, and God's always helped me, you know. And basically, that's what brought me to home care, you know.
Right. You always look at people that, I know when you see people that can't help themselves, you just remember how
things.
You felt.
Yes, I do.
And your heart is in, you know, being able to help them.
Yes.
You know, it helps you. You've definitely empathized with that weakened state of being. And
most definitely.
We're always hoping that the people that we're helping will, you know, get better. We don't want them to stay the way that they are so that, you know, because it's going to benefit our company or anything. We're always looking.
My biggest thing is that I've been able, through myself, what I've gone through and through seeing you, is that I would like people to understand that through Christ, you can do anything. It might not be easy, and as a matter of fact, most of the time it won't be easy, but if you have faith in him, he will help you persevere through everything and anything, and you can go the distance. And you can come out on the other side with him.
Amen.
And so when you're going through those trials, if you lean on him, you'll get through it. And you'll come out being a better person because you're going to learn life lessons from those things that you've gone through. And through watching people, like I've watched you go through things, I've actually even been blessed because I've learned more life lessons, not only through what I've gone through, but through what you've gone through in your life, me being able to be your caregiver watching. So,
and Sherry, you're one of the people that have had dreams and visions about my healing. Can you tell us about one of those? I love to hear those.
Gosh, let me think. I've had a couple. I've had a couple where you're in your home, and I was Lynn's caregiver for a number of years, and one of the visions that I had was, you know, I'm helping her around the house, and she's asking me to do some things, and the next thing I know, she's standing up and walking towards me and saying, "No, don't fold it and put it that in the drawer that way. Put it in this drawer, please." And I go, "Oh, okay." And we would just start doing things together. You just got up like it was natural and started walking around. I've had visions like that numerous times.
And you're not the only one. And I kind of nod every time somebody tells me, "Oh, I had another dream that you were walking." And they're all very similar dreams and from different people. And just that I've naturally gotten up out of my chair at some point and didn't even realize that I was walking for a few seconds.
The last vision that I had, and this was an important one, was that you were ministering, you and Mark, your husband, were ministering to a large group of people, and you were on a stage, and you were out in your wheelchair and had gotten up, and during your ministering to people, you just naturally got up and started walking around and finished your ministry. And that was, like, amazing. Like, God is really doing
something. It's very exciting. I know the major thing about receiving healing is believing that, you know, and expecting it. And so I just hope that gives a lot of other people hope for theirs. We're all praying for healing for everybody that we come in contact with.
Amen.
We're willing to do that and pray with you. So thanks for joining us today, Sherry. We're out
thanks.
Of time. And we'll see you next week.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.